with the daily dose for February 13th. Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp. No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do all the work. Exodus 34, 29 and 33. It's every pastor's dream. Don't send the offering plate around. We've got too much already. Tell them to go shop or something. I don't recall ever being able to do that in all my years of ministry, though. What was going on there? Can we duplicate that enthusiasm for giving, bottle it up, and spread it around? I've heard preachers use this text to wring a few more farthings out of the flock, especially for building projects. But I think those preachers were missing a detail of the story that sheds some stronger light on the subject of giving. The missing detail? Remember how the Israelites, as they were preparing to flee from Egypt, were commanded to go and ask their Egyptian neighbors for valuables like gold and silver, fine linens, jewels, and so on? And that the Egyptians were more than willing to give the Israelites anything they asked for, probably glad to be rid of these people who had brought such misery on Egypt. In my mind, this is key to understanding the willingness of the people to overdonate. They were simply passing along what had been given to them. The Israelites had been an enslaved people whose livelihood had gone to support their Egyptian overlords. In a sense, what the Egyptians gave to the Israelites was reparations for the evil that had been inflicted on them. But the Israelites didn't need the stuff. It was given to them so that they could go out into the desert and worship God in the way He wanted. That included a center for worship and decision-making and healing and learning and sacrifice and prayer. It had to be beautiful, a center to be embraced by God and a blessing to His people. I suppose it's sort of like getting a significant inheritance that you weren't expecting. Donating large sums of that inheritance is somehow easier than taking a chunk of what you've already earned by the sweat of your brow and giving it away. Maybe it would be cool to have a plaque in honor of Aunt Mabel on the wall. You know, though, that God wants us all to have the attitude toward giving that says, it's all come my way from God's hand for God's purposes. I've never really owned or earned it anyway. He will always supply what I need, including what I need to be generous. So have it back, Lord. Thank you for making me a steward of your stuff. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.